All right, it's 8:13.
I know we have a guest, and I need to apologize to him. I didn't say hi to him.
What, to Sokol?
Yeah.
You got to apologize to Sokol?
I didn't say good morning to him when I saw him.
Yeah, you did
ago.
Go right by him.
I just blew right past you. But then I also need to call you out right here on the radio.
Okay.
Last week, or I guess, yeah, week and a half or so ago, posted a picture on Facebook, and I checked in, which you can check in certain locations, and I checked in at the Mount of Olives. And he called me pretentious for checking in at the Mount
Really?
Of Olives.
Did he?
Yeah, that's true. I did.
Well,
and my response to that is very simple. Haters gonna hate.
I tend to side with Sokol on this.
I mean, how many times do you see somebody, I'm checking in at the Mount of Olives?
Yeah, it doesn't happen a lot.
No, because most of the time, I'm checking in at Kroger.
Yeah, I'm at Sonic. Okay, checking in at Sonic.
So
yeah.
I figured, because I had never checked in. I had never checked in before this trip. And so I thought, I'm going to check in some cool places.
Yeah, that would be presumptive of you to do that. Yeah, he's exactly right. Yeah, exactly.
Presumptive or pretentious?
Pretentious, I guess would be the better
word. You almost
word.
Had your grammar there.
I did, right. Okay. So we have a guest. Thanks. We have a guest today. We have a guest.
Yeah, we do.
Jay Sokol. Do you have something first before the guest?
No. Okay. I'm going to finish
now,
the
Hang on, Chase, because we're going to do Jethro Trivia.
Oh, with the guest?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And by the way,
I'm sure she's just tickled pink.
The reason we didn't have, she's not even wearing pink, Chase, but the reason we didn't have Jethro Trivia yesterday is they didn't send us one.
Well, that's a shame.
I was really disturbed about that.
Hang on.
Hello?
Are you guys on the air?
Yeah, we are. Would you like to be on the air with us?
Uh-oh.
Well, I guess. I was thinking the Mount of Olives. Is that a restaurant in College Station?
Very nice.
Well, yeah, it has a garden at the base, and I think that's probably where we were.
Yeah, yeah. It burned out a few years ago.
Did they have breadsticks up there on the Mount of Olives?
No salad or breadsticks.
Unlimited breadsticks.
But they do treat you like family.
Very good. Now, see, there are some people that go, well, I ain't going there if they treat me like family.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
I don't know if that's
that.
That's the best marketing.
Yeah. Did you get a little round thing when your tour was ready that flashed?
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. We'll all get there.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, that's fine. Is that in College Station, Brian? Or College Station?
What?
The Mount of Olives?
No, the Olive Garden.
That'd be College Station.
Is that in College
Station?
Yeah, it is in College Station.
Yeah. Both the former charred location and the current location.
That's right.
Charred location.
Charred location.
Is long gone.
Don't they sell?
Hey, we talked about having a pop up book for the history of College Station. I don't know if you
I would be all about a pop up book.
But what we're thinking is
a book publisher.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what I was thinking is you pop it open and it's the Plaza, but it might, implode in a couple of years or something. So give that a
That'd
try.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, it would. Now, but first, before we play Jethro Trivia, fascinated because, Jay did what any public information officer does, anything you can to get your own name in the paper, and apparently you did that today. You were
That's
successful.
Right. That's right. Story on the front page.
Read Today's Smile.
Front page Today's Smile.
No. Smiling. Jeremy Mathey got that one.
Okay.
But the headline here is Boy Scout to the Rescue. Teen helps College Station make decision.
Okay, so what happened here? What's the backstory?
Backstory is we had several vendors submitting bids on some items for the city, and there were two vendors that submitted the exact same dollar bid.
Okay.
I think it's $21,700.
Okay.
Preference goes to the local vendor,
okay,
but neither of these vendors was local. So apparently College Station has a history of deciding tiebreakers by getting a Boy Scout to draw a name from a hat. I can't tell you how delighted Eagle reporter Matthew Watkins was because it was an otherwise fairly boring meeting.
Yeah.
So sure enough, we had 13-year-old Nicholas Farmer from Troop 802 step forward and close his eyes and draw the name from the hat.
Now, was it your job to get in touch with his family or scoutmaster or what are the mechanics of this?
It was. As we were planning out the agenda several days ago, it was asked, okay, who knows how to get in touch with somebody with the Boy Scouts? My kid's in Troop 802. I said I'll call his troop leader, and we'll get a couple of kids to come on down.
Yeah.
I intentionally did not inform Grant about
Good.
That until this morning,
yeah,
and obviously he was not happy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet your name is Mud.
Yeah.
Now what agenda item number was this?
This was regular agenda item number 2.
Okay, so
number one.
Oh, okay. So in other words, you were able to get him in. He didn't actually have to sit through a College Station City Council meeting.
Well, he sat through it, but it went lickety split.
Well, that's shocking.
I mean, this was like a 35.
Did he get a merit badge for attending the entire meeting?
Yeah,
he should.
Really?
He really should.
That'd be
And even helped say the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, it was
outstanding.
It was good
for him.
Nicholas Farnsworth.
Yeah. All right. Glad to hear about that. All right, so here we go. Oh, we have a guest.
We do have a guest. Shelley Major, our records management coordinator from the city secretary's office.
Shelley making a return visit to the show. How are you today?
I'm good. How
wonderful.
Are you?
We do this. Harry Potter fan?
Not really.
Okay. That's cool.
That's okay.
Well, J.K. Rowling's got a new book coming out, by the way. It's going to be
Scott is. He's huge. I mean,
yeah, I'm all over it. Okay, so we have this little thing we call Jethro Trivia, which is an oddly informative little news quiz where we ask a simple question about pop culture and recent current events. It's always fun to play. And today's category will be controversial food products. Controversial food products. So what we'll do is it's multiple choice. I'll give you all the answers. One of them is correct. Tom will answer first, then yes. Chase, then it'll be your turn, and then we'll let Jay go last.
Got it.
Okay. And you may, of course, answer one that one of the other guys has given as an answer.
Yeah.
I will put a little pressure on you and let you know that last week's guest from the city of College Station did get this correct.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So it's a different question, but did get it correct. Of course, he's a city councilman. So, all right. So here's the question. The FDA has launched an investigation into whether a certain product can be sold in lipstick-sized containers. What is the product? Is it A, inhalable caffeine, B, tiny vitamins, C, chewing tobacco, or D, lipstick? So the answer is, again, to be sold in lipstick-sized containers, the FDA has approved either inhalable caffeine, tiny vitamins, chewable tobacco, or lipstick. Tom, what's your answer?
I'll say B.
B,
vitamins.
That's tiny vitamins. Okay, Chase.
I'm going to go with A, inhalable caffeine.
Okay.
A also.
A, inhalable caffeine.
I agree. I go with A.
Tom, you're the odd man out.
Yeah, I know.
How's that? That never happens.
Yeah, like there's a bullet.
It's inhalable caffeine. You're absolutely right. The head of the company. There are no prizes. Okay. The head of the company, Breathable Foods, said this week that the organization is cooperating fully with the FDA's investigation of inhalable caffeine products that are called Aeroshot.
Breathable foods?
That's what it's called. I'm not sure.
That sounds physiologically difficult.
Yeah. Well, scary. Just scary. Did you guys hear today that the person behind 5-Hour Energy is a Buddhist, former Buddhist monk?
I did hear that.
Heard
That's
you
amazing.
Say that. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Okay. All right. What are we talking about this morning?
Boards and committees.
Yes. Okay. All right.
We're now accepting applications for our boards and committees. We have 10 committees and 39 positions open, so we need those applications. Our appointments aren't made until July, but we're asking people to go online, look it up, check it out, and apply now. We don't want anybody waiting till the last minute, so it's very important for our city council to have these boards and committees.
Sure, and we don't want to read all 10 of them, but there'll be a list there on a website.
Right.
And I guess if you have expertise in something, obviously it would make sense if you'd be on that board.
Yes.
And once again, just to make sure the College Station Appearance Committee, there is a dress code, right? Because after all, it's the Appearance Committee. Okay. But anyway, if they have questions about what the board does or some sort of an explanation, they can call. Who do they call about
they
that?
They can call me at 764-5016. The best thing to do is get online and go to cstx.gov. Right there on our front page, there's a picture of Uncle Sam telling you to apply. Click on that, and it'll take you right to our boards and committees page.
Okay, and could you be on more than one? Is that possible?
You can. There are some time commitments, and so you want to make sure that if you are interested in more than one, that you have that time to commit to the city.
Okay, and again, the deadline for this?
The deadline for applications is June 29th.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Hey, before you leave, I hear there's a little bit of, there may be some throwdown with this broom ball thing going on here.
Yeah, there's been some smack talk.
Yeah.
We put together a video that really called him out, Brian PD, because College Station PD does possess the golden broom, the coveted golden broom. And they responded, I think, a day or two ago with a video of their own criticizing us for bragging with only having a 17% winning average.
In other words, you've won once. Is that what you're saying?
Once out of like six times. So
Love the way you spin that.
But
to
we
70%,
do, we do
yeah.
have, we do have the broom.
Well, I heard the rumor
today.
That y'all didn't even have the broom at one point. I mean, not until recently, then maybe.
Well, I think they just won last year. College
but no, I mean, you didn't actually possess the broom until maybe a few days ago.
Oh no,
that
no,
you
no.
never went to get it.
No, we've had the broom.
Okay, all right.
The broom has been.
And
displayed.
Where is it displayed?
It's displayed in the lobby of the police department.
Okay.
I didn't know that until we showed up to shoot the video. But if you would like to see this, it is on our YouTube page, youtube.com/cityofcollegestation. Pretty entertaining. Lieutenant Steve Brock. You know, he has got some attitude.
Okay, well, I mean, I like that. I'm hoping we have a little throwdown here. Of course, it's for a good cause. It's domestic violence awareness,
yes,
and
absolutely.
So that's good. And that's coming up this weekend.
That's coming up today, I believe, at 5:45 at Art Wolf.
Okay, yeah. Are you officiating? Are you there? Or
I am efforting to be there, sir.
Have you played?
No. Are you joking?
See,
have you seen this?
Murphy's played. Chase has played.
I have watched Chase play.
Yeah, he said, you know, he hit and his noggin hit the ground, and he said, nah, that's enough of that.
You know, radio guys used to be duped into doing donkey basketball.
A long time ago.
This goes way beyond
yeah,
that.
Apparently so. Okay, so that's coming up at Arctic Wolf today at 5:45 minutes for a good cause. That's a broom ball. As you try to, once again, hold on to the trophy.
To the coveted golden broom.
There you go. Okay. Jay Sokol from the City College Station. Visit with those folks on Friday. It's brought to you by Mar Eye Center. Have a cataract or need other vision correction? Call today 776-7564.